Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, to comment on the proposals by the President of the United States to reform the Supreme Court. Breaking down into three pieces. One piece is to institute term limits for justices. Two is a code of ethics for justices. And three is to reverse the broad immunity from criminal prosecution decision, which would require a constitutional amendment, I believe. This speaks to a decision made recently by the Supreme Court, this Supreme Court, the one that's sitting now. Professor, I want to begin with the term limits for justices, because it seems ungainly. And you and I are lucky enough men to have reached our seniority. Are we too old to be on the Supreme Court, Richard?
I most certainly am. Not because I'm not in fine health, but I just look at all my contemporaries, and some of them aren't in fine health. And Nat Lewin wrote this article saying, well, you know, Holmes wrote some of his best opinions when he was older. And then you start looking at other justices, like poor Justice Rehnquist, who noticeably declined towards the end of his years and should have been off several years before he eventually resigned. All of this stuff. No, term limits essentially is the preferred solution everywhere throughout the world. And it's one of the major constitutional mistakes that they said we have to protect the independence of the judiciary. So you can only be fired if you're not in good behavior. That was a very hard standard to meet. And so what we do is we have a lifetime. Every new court that's created in the United States is term limits. The bankruptcy court, the tax court, and they're not under Article 3. We invent something known as an Article 1 court and give them term limit. The question is how you get there. And it's extremely difficult to do this because you're not starting de novo. You've got a bunch of people who've already been there anywhere between 2 and 25 years, right? So you have an 18-year term limit, and when you say, Justice Thomas, you came on in 1991, it's 33 years. What do? We fire him? Take back? Change an amendment? Or do we say, look, you've been on for a long time. Anybody who's been on for more than 20 years gets to serve another 6. And then they have to go on. I don't know what the answer is on the transition. And it's very troublesome. And so I don't want to push it. I'm very emphatic that you don't want to expand the number of justices. Indeed, when Biden put together a rather strong commission to examine this topic, there's a very powerful consensus that there'd be only 9 justices on the Supreme Court. The moment it gets larger, it starts to fragment. You can't have 15 judges hear every kind of technical case, but you put panels on the Supreme Court, it completely destroys its operation on constitutional issues, because no major question with constitutional terms could allow you to have a panel which could be stacked one way or the other. So it's very, very difficult to do it. A constitutional amendment which says let's have just 9 justices is, I think, a very fine thing, and I would do that. And I would want to think long and hard about how to organize the term limits and the transitions. The most dangerous feature is the ethics feature on this stuff, which is bizarre, dangerous, and completely destructive.
And because of that, what you just said is uniformly the opinion of many responding to this. So is this a political recommendation then to underline the challenges to certain justices over these last months? Some version of we're doing something about the conservatives? Is that what it is?
It is certainly an effort to take a pot shot at them. Because we only know that conservative judges violate implicit norms. Liberal judges never do. And I think the answer is this has no chance of succeeding at this particular point. And it would surely require a constitutional amendment. Because when you talk about separation of powers, it cannot be that Congress can tell the court how to operate independently.
And the White House knows this, Richard, separation of powers.
Yeah, but they are basically using this to bash Alito and Thomas.
All right.
And it's a pretty ugly kind of a statement. But remember, if you're in Israel, the court is your bastion of liberties. If you're in the United States, it's evil incarnate. And so you take the different views on judicial power. This one will not go anywhere. It has the terrible power of biting you in the backside because you have no idea who's going to do what. filling out these returns now is a full-time professional operation, and people have to amend them all the time. I don't find anything insidious about the justices who are desperately trying to comply with this stuff, whether they're liberal or conservative, and I would let it ride. But this is a situation where there's not anything that's seriously broken. And if there is, there's no way that this particular situation will start the cure.
All right, Professor, but here's the puzzle for me.
Yeah.
The term limits is not a bad idea. But mixing it in with the ethics and this idea of reversing the immunity decision
is catastrophic.
Yes, that means that the term limits idea is going to be tossed aside as we can't get to that because we're stuck on this other political conversation.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, if it were the only proposal, you could actually have a serious conversation. But when they want to have internal reviews of Supreme Court justices, it's a little bit like the hotel situation.
Yeah,
Let me explain why.
It is.
In the hotel, anybody can make a complaint. In the ethics committee, anybody can make a charge to a lower court judge who's supposed to sit over a Supreme Court judge. And then you're going to have to figure out in 2 days whether you recruit somebody from an oral argument that's supposed to take place next week. It's all bizarre. And the notion of immunity is so built into the fabric of the law that if you said nobody's above the law the way Mr. Biden means, then you meant there's no immunity. The first person I'm going to prosecute is Alvin Bragg. But if you look at the American system, he has an absolute immunity against criminal and civil suits. Now, there are disciplinary proceedings through the bar associations and so forth that may be put into place, but you're not going to do that. And the whole system is so filled with these kinds of partial and complete immunity. It's crazy. What you mean by no person should be above the law is if there's an immunity in place, you could claim it. And nobody can challenge it. But if it's an immunity that doesn't cover your case, you can't cover it, and so forth. But the immaturity of the President of the United States on a subject which nobody fully understands is legendary.
Was this a campaign strategy that is now mooted because the President decided not to continue his campaign?
No, I think it's going to be a campaign strategy which will be done there. Now, the effort is to try and say that anybody who claims an immunity is lawless. But that means, in effect, can you subject Judge Eileen Cannon to criminal and civil prosecution because she ruled on the special counsel in the way you don't like? You can't do that. Judges have to have an absolute immunity. Everybody's understood it. The nice way to do it is Section 1983 is this omnibus provision passed in the wake of the Civil War. Starting to say that anybody has a right of an action.
Richard, 30 seconds.
To vindicate a constitutional right. And a whole set of immunities has grown up about that because judicial administration would fail if there's no immunities. This is a classic constitutional problem. Immunities are strictly necessary across the board, and there's nothing in the written Constitution that deals with the issue.
Separation of powers. Professor Richard Epstein, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.